Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
For the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Zamiti's Italian Restaurante in Kingwood, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Houston Restaurant Weeks is back, happening right now through September 7th. Think of it like a citywide all-star lineup. Hundreds of restaurants, prefix menus. Every time you eat, you're helping out the Houston Food Bank, too. Dine out, do good. Check out the full lineup at HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. Zamiti's one of those. In fact, we enjoyed their three-course, $39 dinner menu, which is such a bargain. Caprese salad, the Parmesan-crusted flatter finally finished up that sucker. That was a hunk of fish. That was a big old hunk of fish. It was really good. And then dessert still to come, which I'm not sure I have room, boys.
You'll be fine.
Not sure I have room
You'll
for
be
dessert.
Fine.
Suck it up and eat it like a man.
Yeah.
Well, now you challenge me.
You got to do it now.
Now you challenge me.
You got no choice.
If you're in the area, though, still 30 minutes to swing on by. Drop your name in the hat here to your chance to win a $500 Republic Boot Company gift card. All right, so we've had this in the rundown for a little bit, and I haven't been ready. I've been a diva about it. Favorite NFL overs and unders. Why weren't you ready, Brent? Why just didn't get to it? Because every year I go and I do game by game, week by week, and I put together a big old spreadsheet, because I'm a nerd, of how many games I expect every team to win.
Yeah.
It's a deal. Like you can see right here, look at this deal. Look at that. Who doesn't like a good Excel? Ooh. So I got my NFL grid. I got my Excel done. It is complete. I have playoff teams ready to go. I have division winners ready to go. I have over-unders ready to go. So who are your favorite over-unders in the NFL this year? We're talking about win totals, right?
Yeah, win totals. Course, my first question is this. When you did that thing,
yeah,
was it hard with like the Cardinals and the Dolphins? Because I did it like three times.
Yeah.
And they all ended up with two wins.
So
and I was just like, that's not possible.
So
I have a few rules. Okay.
I think that every team in the NFL has a 10% chance to win every game.
Okay.
So that is a baseline. So if Buffalo's playing Miami in Buffalo, I give Buffalo 0.9 wins. And I give the Dolphins 0.1 wins. And for every home team, they have a 30% chance to win.
Okay.
So Dolphins at home against Buffalo gets a 0.3 chance of winning. And Buffalo gets docked a couple. So
okay.
They'd be 0.7. Yeah, so that's okay. How I get
that
to
makes
mine.
Sense.
Yeah, so yeah, my lowest win total, I think was Miami. No, it was Miami.
Miami
had 4.5 wins.
Good. Got a ticket on that.
Their over under is 4.5.
One thing I know that's why that's one of the 12 I didn't play.
Okay.
I played 20 over unders today, but I do have my favorites. Miami's kind of tricky though, and I started thinking about this as I was doing this today to pick a team to like have the smallest amount of wins, the fewest amount of wins. Because it's not an easy travel game.
No, it's not, especially early in the season.
Yeah.
It's really, really hot there.
Cross-country sometimes.
Yes. Should have a good defensive coach.
I like Halfley.
You know?
They might even sneak up on you with their running ability, you know? Malik Willis can change a game with his legs.
If Achan, like,
yeah,
see
but
what
I
the
do
wide
have,
receiver room looks like.
I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here because I do have the Dolphins at 4.5. But, yeah, just something I was thinking about as I was putting this together. So what are your favorite over-unders?
My number one favorite, and I wouldn't bet it right now because I don't like the value of it, at minus 145, it's the Texans.
I had that
nine
as
and
one
a
of
half.
The top ones.
That was like, number one on my board.
Like, they're going to get 11 wins this year at least.
I have six that had a difference of one win or more.
Okay.
The Texans are one of the teams that I predict to win one more game than their over-under, which is 9.5. I have them at, like, 10.5.
That was my number one. My number two is
But you're right about the value.
Yeah, is the Lions. They're at 10.5. They have one of the easiest schedules in the NFL this year. They're minus 130 on the over. I think they're going to get that. They can go.
So you have them over?
Yeah, I have them over 10.5.
I have them over as well, but it wasn't one of my favorites.
Okay. Yeah, I think just their schedule's so easy. If they don't hit it, they're going to – it's – like, I feel like when I was doing it, I was like, at worst, they're going 3-3 in the division. But even last year when they, you know, won nine games, they got four wins in the division last year. So, you know, they beat the Bears twice last year. They got the Packers. They got the – I think they, actually they might have gone 5-1 in the division last year. So I think they're definitely going to hit the over 10.5. I've got them at like 12 wins this season.
I had them at 10.7 wins.
Okay.
But I did have them on the over. One of the 20 bets I made.
The under on the Jets.
Under on the Jets?
Yeah.
Was it 5.5?
5.5.
I don't know.
I didn't touch that one myself.
Yeah, that's a stay away.
I had the Jets at 5.6 wins, so yeah. I stayed away from that one. I'm reading some good things about Geno.
I was
reading some things today to buy Garrett Wilson stock, actually.
Did you see that he's wearing red contacts to help with sun glare?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
I don't know if he's going to do it in games or if he's just doing it in practice, but.
That's the big thing right now.
It is?
Not in the NFL. But people are doing like infrared, red laser stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm going back to contacts soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can't call you Four Eyes anymore.
No, you can't.
That's disappointing.
Oh, you still got me.
It's true.
Yeah, that's true.
I like the Jets.
So you like it? You said the over?
I know the under.
It's just so small.
It is small, but I don't think they're going to get there this year. I really don't. And I think at some point, Geno's going to hand the keys. And I don't like Klubnik.
I think they have enough offensive weapons to sneak up on some teams.
Really?
It's another one of those cross-country travels.
Yeah, like the place I use hasn't offered or maybe won't offer the first coach fired this year. Sorry. I think Aaron Glenn's going to be that
He's
guy.
Definitely the favorite.
How dare you talk poorly about Nimitz High School?
That's why I said sorry first. I said it right away to address it. But I think he's going to be first coach fired this year. I have the Jets under 5.5.
I mean, they got Geno. They got Breece Hall. You got Garrett Wilson. You drafted Omar Cooper. Mm-hmm. Kenyon Sadiq and his hernia might be ready to go by week one.
So those are my three. My next one that I have on here.
Oh.
I was going back and forth on this one for a while. But I locked
Thank
in finally.
You.
I went with the Saints.
You went with the Saints?
Over 7.5.
Okay. Saints were one of the 12 teams I did not bet. You said they were over what?
7.5.
I have them winning 7.8 games.
I think they're going to get to 9 this year.
Okay. I don't like the Saints as much as you do.
I'm in on Chuck.
I'll join you.
I'm out on Chuck.
I like
really?
Chuck.
Yeah.
Why?
Why do we like him?
I don't know. I just like him.
Like what is so what was so impressive with Tyler Shuck last year?
We're
like, this guy's
well
awesome.
The second half of the year.
He's also 27 years old.
That's okay.
And he didn't play all that well. I think people were overrating like how well he played.
They also gave him
because he was
a
rookie
wide receiver.
Sure.
He
was 10 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and 9 starts.
I don't know.
What is sensational about that?
There's just something about him.
See, I think that they take a step back and they're going to be in position to draft their quarterback. I think this is the last year as Tyler Shuck as a starting quarterback in the NFL.
You think they'll be drafting someone for sure?
Yeah. This is a quarterback draft. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they might go 6-11. So they're going to be positioned to take a quarterback and pair him with Olave and Tyson. I'm not buying the Saints stock. I think Chuck's so overrated.
Yeah, I'm in on Chuck, so.
All right. We'll see. 26-year-old rookie. He's Chris Winkie is what he is. He's Brandon Whedon is what he is. He's Dave Ragone.
Okay.
What a rookie season he had. 10 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and 9 starts as a 26-year-old
like
is not a great
I
season.
Like
what
saw.
Was his passing yards per game? Do you have that up?
Yeah, it was 216.
The only reason I might be wrong on that, I never know how to spell his last name.
It's E.
I just typed it in wrong.
It's S-A-O-U-G-H.
Correct.
Yeah, I put O-Q-E.
I saw him play live on U-Tech.
Wait, you put a Q in there?
I don't know why I just did that. I don't know why I did that on the air. I put a Q in there.
It sounds a little cute, I guess.
Shuck? There's no Q in Shuck.
Sometimes the Q can
C-K.
Make that. Sometimes the Q can make that sound.
Mm-hmm. Which other ones do you like?
So the one that I had at the absolute highest was Baltimore. I have Baltimore under 11.5 wins.
Oh, you went under.
I still think they're going to fight for the playoffs. In fact, I think they're going to be a playoff team. I just think 11.5 wins is too high.
It's a big number.
It's a big number.
I was surprised about how that number.
I think they can go 11-6, but that's a win.
Like, yeah.
The number is too high for me there.
That's the highest this year, right?
Of any team in the NFL, I don't know.
The Rams have an 11.5 too. But those are the two highs.
That's another one I'm on the under on.
Really?
Yeah, I think
I went over on that one.
Rams, yeah, they're really, really good, obviously, but they're in a tough division, and they're going to win all the games. They're going to go 12-5 in the toughest division in the NFL.
They did last year.
Yeah.
If I was going to bet the Rams one, that was a no bet for me. I would be under because of the value.
Right.
-140 on the over, +115 right now. What I'm looking at on the under, so I would bet the under if I was going to like. You got to do one of them. Just for the value of it, but that was a stay away for me because I think they're somewhere between 10 and 12.
Like, I mean, Stafford gets hurt toast. He's an old man. Like, I just feel like the value 11.5 is high. They have to have everything go right. Even if like Puka goes down.
I mean, most teams are toast though if their quarterback gets hurt.
Well, that's why I like to.
They got Ty Simpson.
He stinks. That's why I like to target the big numbers and the low numbers though. Did I say Indy yet?
No,
I like Indy 7.5. They were really good last year until Daniel Jones got. They were 8-2. They hit this number by week. I don't know when the buy was, but they hit this number after 10 games last year.
Yeah.
Like, I think that they're a better team than what Vegas is putting on them. Maybe I'm a little bit picking on Tennessee a bit. I like the under 6.5 on Tennessee. I struggle to see them getting 7 wins. You know, I think they're going to be 6-11 actually. The Rams I mentioned under 11.5. Houston was another one I mentioned. Don't love their value to your point. And then the last one on my list, over 5.5 wins.
Oh, hey.
Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns.
You did that?
But actually, like I predicted this without even having that in mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to do 6.5 wins. Okay.
Vegas has been 5.5. We're going to hit the over there.
I can't get there.
We're going to get 6 wins.
I can't get there.
I heard that audio very differently.
6 wins. It's going to be it's the best bet that you can. It's the, probably the easiest money on the board. Actually, the Texans' easiest money on the board.
That was the top one on my board.
Like, the value isn't great, but is there a scenario where the Texans went fewer than 9.5 games? Is there a scenario where they're 9-8?
No. According to The Athletic, there was.
I think, you know who wrote that, by the way? Because I saw that in The Athletic, and I went to, like, look at the author. This guy's like a lawyer.
Weird.
I know. Like, if you go look at his Twitter handle, it's like, how is this guy writing for The Athletic?
Wait, so it's just like a fan article?
No, it's not a fan article. It's just some dude, I guess, they contract out to write an AFC South preview. He's actually, like, an attorney.
Huh.
Yeah, his Twitter was like, oh, like, this is a law firm I work at. It's zero sports on it.
That's weird.
Yeah, I think it was just a freelance guy.
Okay. Then, yeah, don't trust that guy.
No. But I think they're kind of
– I'm honestly –
I think they're 9.5 proof. Like, what has to happen for them to win fewer than 9.5 games?
Besides,
like,
even if, yeah, besides quarterback.
No. I still think they're quarterback proof. Yeah. So that they went over 9.5. Even if it was 3.
No, I mean, I'm looking for this one. If it's 3-5 right now, that is a, there's a good chance.
He gets the 10.
He gets the 10.
Yeah, I don't think there's much a 10.
Well, yeah, because I think they're going to get to 11 or 12 this year. Because it gave me better value on the number, I would feel comfortable betting it still.
You probably could tease that, though.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, usually.
So those are the ones that I like. Hey, Brian, do you have any that stuck to you?
Yeah, the top one on my board was Texans. Second for me was Jags over 8.5. I'm high on Jags. They won 13 games last year. I'm a big fan of Liam Cohen. I don't think that offense is going anywhere.
I'm on the under there.
You're on the under? Really? So how many games did you predict them to win?
I have the Jags, because they're on a first-place schedule, too. I have the Jacksonville winning 9.1 games.
What a number.
It's an under. They're 9.5 in my book.
Oh, see, the number I found them at was 8.5.
Oh, okay.
So the ones I liked, I'm under on the Commanders at 7.5. I know they added Diggs, so that does get rid of some of the concerns of having no other weapons besides Terry McLaurin, but it's another receiver over 30. I don't like their run game. I don't like their defense. I think that's going to fall apart. And the last one that you guys didn't already mention, I'm over Broncos 9.5.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the over Washington and then Denver. I didn't play Denver. Denver, I think the number nailed it. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRP, listener line. When we return, C.J. Gardner-Johnson's triggered. He is triggered about the Houston Texans. See what he had to say. Also, some cow sound. Little cow sound, little Hannah sound when we come back. Jeremy and Joe live from Zamedes on ESPN 97.5.
You're back with Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Zamedes Italian Restaurante in Kingwood. Here's Jeremy Bradham and Joe George.
Zamedes Italian Restaurante has been fantastic. Fantastic. We've had like a course for like every hour of the show.
Yeah, it's kind
of
worked out well.
Caprese in the 3 o'clock hour. Then you transition to the fish of choice, you the salmon, Brian and I of the flounder. And then now we're having a little bread pudding.
Brian had the cannoli.
Oh, Brian had the cannoli. You didn't want to share, huh?
He crushed it.
Well, it was only one of them.
Yeah, Joe had one crab cake. You got a bite of that.
That's because he stole it. Because he ordered the Caprese salad.
I know. But then I saw the crab cake and I was like, it looks good.
Yeah. Brian, do you want to bite of my bread pudding?
I do not. Well, I thought you got tiramisu. No?
They said they're out of the tiramisu.
Oh, okay.
Bread pudding instead.
Gotcha.
So you want to hear a little bit of Cal McNair?
Of course.
So Cal McNair, the press conference that they had with Cal and Hannah, they didn't have it live.
Probably smart by them.
Yeah.
When I went back and watched it yesterday, they had some very obvious editing. Like,
okay.
it jumps from, like, one answer to, like, and then an abrupt stop, and then you can tell, obviously you can tell whenever it's edited. And then, like, I don't know what they edited out. And then they were kind of alluding that Cal might have said too much about the uniforms. So I'm wondering if they didn't go live to protect Cal from Cal.
Okay.
And then I'm wondering if maybe he, like, let too much information out about the uniforms, and then they
Seems
edited
likely.
Out in post-production. Because there's a very obvious gap where there's like they jumped. They took something out.
Huh.
So it was just odd. But there's a little bit of cow sound we got to get to you because we love cow on the show. We're pro cow. That's
we
why
are.
We play a lot of cow. We're pro cow. So D'Amico Ryans was he was mic'd up the other day at camp. And they got Cal McNair going up to talk to D'Amico at the start of practice. And here is what a normal, I think. This is a normal owner-head coach interaction during training camp.
Got the pads on today.
Yes, sir.
Real football.
We can let him hit today.
Now, real football starts.
There you go. That's an owner that I want, man. He's aware of what's going on.
Got the pads on
He
today.
Know what's on the agenda. He's keeping a positive attitude to the head coach. This is the perfect owner.
Just
got the pads on. He knows what's going on. He knows the schedule. He's impressed, but he's not meddling.
That's right.
What a great owner he is.
He's a great owner.
Got the pads on today. Can let him hit. This is from the press conference. Thank you, Cal. Hannah, I think Hannah was talking a little dirty to Cal McNair during this press conference. You tell me.
We'll be in good shape.
Cal always says you win in the trenches.
I do say that.
Are they flirting right in front of our eyes?
That's definitely flirting.
Like, I think they go out, like, at a nice dinner, and Hannah looks at Cal and is like, ready to win in the trenches, big boy? Like, I think this was how they talk. I think that was a term. Like, that's their, like, love language to each other. They use, like, these football
idioms. We should try that out tonight.
I just have this, like, Cal at home.
You think he wears a helmet?
Ready to get in the trenches.
That's right. I think that's what's happening here.
I think he hits the blocking.
Cal loves winning in the trenches. I do say that. Like, this is the big. Y'all are laughing. I like when people display love.
Yeah,
I mean, like Justin Herbert.
Love.
Justin Herbert, Madison Beer the other day. They were showing love. Y'all
are
like,
hey,
Chargers under.
How dare a beautiful woman rub her fingers through his hair?
Yeah.
How gross is that? He can't
no one
win
said
a
it was
game.
Gross.
So, and this is very similar. Like, this is our version of Justin Herbert, Madison Beer in Houston. Was Hannah McNair telling us that Cal likes winning in the trenches?
Yeah, he does.
Can't blame him.
I think games are
won in the trenches too. I agree with Cal. This one has nothing to do with Hannah or Cal. This is just Derek Stingley. He's so uncomfortable doing press conferences, and it cracks me up. And I would like to think that I would act like Derek Stingley at press conferences.
Okay.
Because this one's hilarious. This was Kim. Kim asking him about like having kids now and like family. This is hilarious. Here's Stingley answering that question.
Can you talk about that? First of all, congratulations on your son and your marriage. How has that changed you or anything different now that you have that family's expanded?
It's just more. It's more. It's life. It's just, I don't know. It's life. I don't know how to answer that.
I don't know. Like he's like that.
It's more life.
He was playing too much video games at night, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Leave me alone.
You know what's funny about that is I think it was Kim also, but that question was asked to him like a month ago at minicamp.
Yeah, I think she
was. She didn't get the answer she wanted, so she ran it back at training camp and got the same answer. Arguably even worse.
Running it back. It probably was just, worse.
It probably was.
It's just more.
Yeah,
more. Yeah, just yeah more. It is. Yeah, it is more. Yeah,
you got a kid.
It's
just
a kid
more.
Or wife.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't explain it. Weestraw says Branham needs help. What do I need help for? Cal passed the eye test. He was a billionaire franchise owner. It's that handlebar mustache, man. It's such a good look. I wish I could rock the
Has
handlebar
he
mustache
had that?
Like that.
I think so, since I've seen pictures of
him. I thought he used to just be a normal mustache. I don't know when it became a handlebar.
I don't know. I haven't watched film. A junkie needs a handle to describe Cal as quick in space and realistic to the point of attack. What football terms could you apply to Cal? Quick, first, should see him in the cone drill.
Quick first step, no.
Shuttle.
No, I don't see the.
That's probably why he likes the trenches. He can relate.
Good ham.
If
I think he's got a good ham.
If he played football, he would be on the defensive line.
Hot center.
I think he'd be more offensive. Might be a little too big to be a center.
He's guard?
I think he's more of a guard. Probably not quick enough to be a tackle. I think he's probably a right guard.
It doesn't feel like a defensive tackle.
Probably a right guard with a right-handed quarterback. So you would trust him on the left side. I think.
Why?
Well, I think a left guard is a little bit more important than a right guard when you have a right-handed quarterback.
Okay.
Just like left tackle slightly more important than a right tackle. Not much more important.
Sure.
And you get closer to the ball. It's not that important. Okay. I would have the left guard being a little more important than the right guard or the right-handed quarterback. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot.
I think Cap just, he loves the trenches. That's what we need to know from today. Yeah.
So Anna says
he likes the trenches.
I love the trenches.
Awesome. I do say that.
That's what I'm saying. Does that mean Nick Terrier's on the hot seat because he can't draft off his line?
Good question. Yeah, that's
the truth. Is that's what's going to fucking serial fire?
Or maybe that's fucking Donald.
Maybe he's meddling more than we think.
Yeah, I mean,
and
it's like, I like the trenches.
We're going offensive lineman, defensive lineman.
Just now, next year, the draft rolls around and the odds come out. What will the Texans' first position be? Offensive or defensive trenches. Line? Trenches.
Cal McNair is meddling like Jim Kerr.
Just the trenches, though.
What's happening? C.J. Gardner-Johnson's Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, he is.
Do you know the Houston Texans play in week 1 of the NFL season?
Buffalo Bills.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson also faked an injury the other day so he could get out of training camp like he did with the Texans last year. Remember the Texans started 0-3 last year, and C.J. Gardner-Johnson was blowing a bunch of assignments. There were some reports like he wasn't getting along with people. There was also a report of him, like Lassiter, having a little bit of a brouhaha.
Petrie, right?
I thought it was Lassiter.
I thought it was about Petrie's contract.
Well, he said something about a contract, but I think that there was a confrontation
you're right.
in the locker room.
You're right.
I don't think it was not physical. I think it was like a verbal spat in the locker room. I think the report was between Lassiter and C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and there was reports, too, that C.J. Gardner-Johnson was upset with Petrie's contract. But here was C.J. Gardner-Johnson getting worked up whenever he asked a question about the Texas yesterday.
I'm glad you asked about that Texas. You got me pissed now.
I'm sorry.
Appreciate you.
Okay, is that a good thing?
That's a great thing.
What happened? You said there were lies, like the way things ended.
Y'all still ain't got no confirmed real story from what really happened. Let's talk about that.
You want to talk about it?
I'm like, well, where's the real story? Like, what did I really do?
They released you in September after you had, I think, a leg injury in August, right?
They released me because I wasn't dealing with the team and I didn't fit well. Well, why the hell the coach spoke up about it?
On the field or off the field, they say you didn't fit well.
After the loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars, I didn't fit well. And we was already starting 0-3, so how can it possibly be on one person?
So now you're going to be fired up week 1. I'm feeling it.
Josh handled it up and the defense handled it up, so we'll do what we got to do. I mean, it's a good team. I'm not putting nothing past them. It's just the situation, that how they handled me, and it just wasn't respectful. So as a grown man, I feel like when you see me, you see me.
There you go. He doesn't like the Texans. I don't understand the part about like D'Amico. He's like, why didn't the coach talked about it? Why would he?
I don't really get this. Like,
he wouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, he's not comparing you to the media.
No.
Like, that's clearly what CJ wanted.
I understand. The coach is never going to, like, yeah, this is exactly what happened. This is why we cut him. CJ Gardner-Johnson was blowing assignments. He was mad about Petrie's contract. He and Lassiter got into a verbal spar in the locker room. A head coach is never going to say that.
I mean,
I don't know if those reports are true, but if they are true, a head coach is not going to talk about that publicly.
Especially this coach.
No.
Like, as a former player, he's not going to go out and drive the bus over a guy who's going to keep trying to get jobs.
Yep.
Like, that's not going to be something that happens. So, I don't really know what C.J. Gardner-Johnson wanted out of this.
I think he's not smart. Junkie, one day I want to understand football like Cal. Cal's texting into the program. A handlebar mustache and a barbecue bib is all you need in the trenches with Hannah.
That's good to know.
I'm glad that Cal's a listener. Junkie, think Cal played, quote, left out. I don't think whenever you have his bank account that you ever left out.
No.
I think they find spots for you.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
They just kind of do what you
they
want.
They find spots for
you. Cal McNair.
Especially nowadays, like NIL stuff. Like, we want a rich fifth-string left tackle. Come on down.
Where do you go to school?
Probably John Carroll.
I know that his dad went to South Carolina. Did he go to Baylor, maybe?
Actually, this sounds right. I was making a John Carroll joke.
This says Rice.
Okay.
Oh, doesn't he have a building at Rice or something?
No idea.
That sounds like Daddy Road.
Or Dad has a building?
I think it was Kerry that went to Baylor. Kerry McNair.
Okay.
Yeah. That's crazy. He went to Rice.
Yeah. Does
it check out, honestly?
I'll be honest. That might be a bad day for Rice from Cal and the Purdue guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I wonder, he got his MBA at Rice, huh? He went to UT for his undergrad?
Yeah.
That tracks.
That makes sense.
I never knew his name was Daniel.
I honestly didn't know that either.
Daniel Calhoun McNair.
Next time
Calhoun. Nice.
Calhoun tracks.
Calhoun.
That's a rich white kid's name.
He looks like a Calhoun, honestly.
Yeah. That's interesting.
What do you think would happen if, like, someone goes, hey, Daniel?
I don't know if he would know. I think he probably forgot.
I think he's just like, he only knows Cal now?
Yeah.
Can we start referring to him as Calhoun in press conferences?
I'm fine with that.
Junkie, no, I don't. I think he looks like a Cal now.
He is a Cal.
All right.
Junkie, it's because C.J. Gardner-Johnson's a classic narcissist who thinks he's the center of everybody's world and they should always care. That's the best way to sum it up. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
Great way to end that segment. All right, Mailbag Monday.
That's a strange thing.
What's that?
With C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Why?
Had to play on three teams last year. He's on his fifth team.
What does that tell you?
In the last 2.5 years. And then
he's the problem.
Yeah,
tells you nobody likes him.
Yeah.
And he's a good football player. Well, when he wants to be. When he's not blowing assignments. All right, Mailbag Monday on a Friday. What are your questions for Jeremy and Joe on a Mailbag Monday on a Friday? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe live from Zimedes in Kingwood on ESPN at 97.5.
What if one expert could do all the work and help you find a lower monthly payment? 50 years ago, our friends at D&M Leasing came up with a simpler process designed around you. At D&M Leasing, you work with one person from start to finish. They learn exactly what you want, shop hundreds of vehicles, and find you the lowest monthly payment with their best-in-class easy lease. They'll handle every detail that you need to know. Coordinate the paperwork. Make sure your vehicle is sent straight to your home or office, or even if you're out at lunch, they'll send it there as well. It's a smart, convenient way to get the vehicle you want for less. One expert, hundreds of choices delivered to your door. That's D&M Leasing. Call D&M Leasing today at 713-290-1000 or visit them online at dmautoleasing.com and tell them that Joe George from ESPN 97.5 sent you by.
Mail call!
Mailbag with Jeremy and Joe.
You've got mail.
What's your question for Jeremy and Joe? It's Mailbag Monday on a Friday, 713-780-3776. Mailbag, I made the mistake of making myself important at work, and it is ruining my life. Any advice on how to make myself less important without getting fired?
That's a tough question. I think the answer to that's no.
I think you're stuck. I cannot relate, so.
I think you just have to get a new job.
Well, or you can just stay in this job and do a good job.
Yes, well, yeah.
It's not great for your life.
If you want to be less important.
I would ask for a raise. That's what I would do.
And maybe they'll give you, they'll say, yeah, so you either get a raise.
Yeah, and if they say no, you're like, well, you're probably going to get another job anyways.
Yeah.
I think that's what I would do. And that way, at least your life is still miserable, but you're making more money.
Yeah, that makes things less miserable.
Yeah.
Just get more, ask for more
ask
money.
Ask for more money. And if they fire you, win. And if they give you more money, win.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Junkie, what TV shows would y'all recommend that no one talks about? Oh, The Valley, Summer House.
No.
Why
no.
not?
No,
it's because y'all
no.
are lames. Doesn't mean that this texture wants to be.
Well, but also shows you don't talk about. You talk about those all the time.
Not really. I haven't told you about, Danny and Maya's.
But when we talk about shows, those always come up.
I haven't talked to you about Danny's Dark Side.
No, you haven't, because I don't know what it is.
It's exactly.
I don't know. I don't know what this, I feel like Sons of Anarchy is a...
That's old.
Not as popular a show as it should be.
I think he means current.
Current?
We're not currently watching anything. We just finished The Bear. The Bear is very good.
Yeah, I haven't watched it, yeah.
Ted Lasso just began, but I think Ted Lasso's kind of average. I think Ted Lasso's a bit overrated. I don't think the season's going to be good, but we have to see it through. Watch The Hawk. The Hawk was meh.
I'm watching House of Dragon right now, but a lot of people are watching that.
Yeah, lame.
Disagree.
The Challenge.
The Challenge?
Challenge has begun.
A good start. Good first two episodes.
Yeah. Challenge has begun. There's a show that begins pretty soon that I think is good. Severance is a really good show. The Morning Show is a really good show. There's a lot of really good shows that are out there. None of these are current right now, though, because of the summer.
Yeah, it's fall is when everything picks back up. And I feel like I watch shows that are mostly popular. I feel like I have a lot of hidden gems.
Yeah, The Bear's good. I would recommend The Bear. That's the one that I watch. That's a good, probably the best show that I've watched recently. The other shows haven't been that good.
Ryan says, I'd recommend the Hit USA Network television show for Notice.
I've conditioned myself where I just don't see those. I move right on.
Oh, that's Ryan who said he made himself too important at his job.
Keith from LA, start, sit, cut, Yordan, CJ, Kevin Durant.
This is the easiest question of all time.
The cut is sure.
It's start Yordan, easy. Yeah. Sit KD, easy.
Yeah,
because
I disagree.
Because cutting
on the last
CJ
one.
Is the easiest one.
I would start Yordan, sit CJ, cut KD.
Okay.
Because of age?
More because of football.
You like football more?
Yeah.
I like football with a good quarterback, so right now I'm going to cut him.
I think CJ's above average.
I said good.
Yeah, you did. It's hard to find good quarterbacks.
That's true.
You ranked him 16th, though. That wouldn't be above average. That's
just average.
Stack damn middle as far as average.
No, that's above average.
16?
Yeah.
How?
Because the first 16 quarterbacks are above the bar, and the bottom 16 are below the bar.
Okay.
Right?
I guess.
There's 16 quarterbacks after him.
Yeah, no, you're
right. He's in the first 16. If you were doing 32 quarterbacks and you did a left column and a right column.
I got the math now.
Yeah. I think it just means he's average, but I hear what you're saying.
Slightly above average. 713-780-ESPN. What are your questions for Jeremy and Joe? Best Clint Eastwood movie. Trouble with the Curve.
Never seen it.
What's the name? I'm blanking. I've seen it. It's okay. What's the movie that he says, get off my lawn?
Oh,
I really like Gran Torino.
Yeah.
I really like Gran Torino. What else has he been in?
I'd probably say Million Dollar Baby, honestly, for me.
I forget. Was he the cut man?
Yes.
I forget him in Million Dollar Baby. That is a good movie. What's her name? Carrie Strug or something?
No, that was an Olympic gymnast.
Carrie Strug's the one who landed on one leg. It's Hilary Swank.
Yes.
Y'all say I don't know actors and actresses.
Carrie Strug was the one that Joe hadn't heard of.
Yes.
That's right.
Correct. Good pull.
I think the OG wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
The Mule is pretty good.
Oh, The Mule is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Good. That was a good movie. I like The Mule.
Oh, Dirty Harry?
Yeah.
Any free agent signing that y'all would like the Texans to make?
Current?
I'm good now.
I think they made him.
Clowney.
And who else did they sign?
They signed Mario Edwards.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, maybe Derek Barnett if they just want to keep going.
I mean, just like a random linebacker would be fine by me.
Yeah.
I think they did do that, though. They signed like a random linebacker last week.
But like outside of that, like I'm pretty good.
Yeah, they did sign one of those random running backs they were working out the other week.
Did they
week.
Sign him?
I saw a tweet.
They signed a receiver, like a returner.
I'll see if I can find it.
I didn't see a running back. You know, this might be like a low-key important one. A punter.
Oh, yeah, no, they
early
did
returns
sign.
On
they
the
signed
new
a punter?
Or they, I don't know if they signed
him. Out.
Yeah, they brought a guy from the UFL because apparently that's the one thing of camp that's like, well, both these guys stink.
Apparently both of them are not good.
They
traded for one.
Yeah, that's good. Good trade, Nick.
Traded for one. Punting's important on this team, too.
It is.
You know why it's important? Because D'Amico wants CJ Stroud to punt it more.
Yeah.
He wants him to be uber careful, which means you should probably have a good punter when he's uber careful. What sport is the easiest to go pro in? Will you allow me to say poker?
Because you could just go pro. Yeah.
I think you can do that in golf tournaments, too.
Yeah, I think
there are golf tournaments where you can just buy in.
I mean, I would say yes to poker, but, like, one buy-in I would not count.
It's not a sport, but.
That's kind of why I asked. Yeah. I don't think it's a sport. I think there are golf tournaments, though, where you can just buy in. Like, you can buy in trying to qualify.
Yeah, because if you have one good round, you can get your card then.
What?
Can't you?
Right, but it's not – you're not going to be good.
Well, yeah, but.
But I think you could, like, go buy into some, like, amateur – not amateur, like, some pro event.
Yeah.
Like, on a, you know, minor league tour. To try to qualify, like Monday qualify for the tournament.
Okay. I mean, of like the big ones, probably baseball, technically.
Mm.
Well, I'm just thinking because of the numbers. Like,
because of how many players are including minor leagues.
You're a pro if you're in the minors.
I think
right?
They're all incredibly hard. Yeah, you're a pro.
So it's just like, there's more pro baseball players than there is any. Like, they're all incredibly hard, but like, there's more baseball players that make money than football players and basketball.
I mean, basketball players has a bunch of international.
I would say basketball's not bad. Like, there's guys who, like, I mean, there's those limits on each team, but you can, there's two Americans, I think it is, on basically every single team in Israel and everywhere, like. Every basketball league, Germany, whatever. So maybe basketball is one of them. And, like, there's guys who, like, aren't really that good D1 basketball players. But
yeah, it's just super hard to do any sport. Like, if you run really, really fast, you could probably play football. You know?
Yeah.
It's harder. I don't know. The Mule is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It was awful.
I like The Mule.
This is a junkie. Can Joe, Jeremy, and B-Mac eat a combined 200 Chick-fil-A nuggets in 30 minutes? No.
Not in 30.
No chance.
During a show?
250?
200.
Oh, 200?
200. That's like 67 apiece.
During a three-hour show?
No chance.
But I didn't eat for 2 days?
I don't think I could get more than 25 in 3 hours.
I could do my part.
We might be able to get 200.
I don't think y'all could. Let's try it.
When are we doing it?
Let's try it. Somebody go buy us 200 chicken nuggets. I'm not buying
Lexi's anything. Over here. She's like, her eyes are perking up.
Oh, you want this for a
like
video,
a social
Lexi?
Media day.
I wouldn't even try.
All right, Lexi buys them. There, we settled it.
She said she's going to bomb.
All right, cool.
I'm going to eat 20 barbecue sauce, please. I'm going to eat my 20 and be comfortable the rest of the show.
No.
So Joe and I got to cover 180?
No. You are the ones gung-ho about it. I'm not gung-ho.
Be a team player.
No.
Team.
Not interested.
It's Jeremy and Joe.
You know what I care more about being in a good team? My comfort and my health. I care about more my comfort more than I care about you two guys.
We already knew that.
Yeah.
Then why are y'all surprised?
Well, I'm just saying.
Why are y'all trying to convince me?
You're a bad teammate.
You're trying to bully me into something
I
don't want to do.
They text or challenged us.
Be a man. Suck it up. Eat it.
I cut that off after anchovies. Would you rather eat whatever with no calorie excess or never getting tired when working out?
Eat whatever I want.
What a stupid
Easy.
Question.
Sorry,
next. Not to be mean, but like, come on.
Working out's so overrated.
Yeah.
I mean, I do it, but I don't want
to. I enjoy eating. I don't enjoy working out.
Did you catch that flex?
Yeah, he does it.
You talked yesterday about, oh, my morning starts with going to get a lift.
Somebody asked me about my morning.
Yeah.
I didn't just drop it in.
Nah. I think you guys already knew that.
You just dropped it in.
You guys already knew that.
What kind of workouts you do?
Depends on the day. But today was chest and shoulders.
You doing Tybo?
No. No.
Who was the dude?
Billy.
No, it was the guy with the long hair, the California dude.
Oh, I was thinking of.
What was his name?
He had like the completely
little,
different.
He had like the little cruncher thing, the blue cruncher thing that would bend.
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, I'm thinking of someone completely different.
I think that might have been Suzanne Summers.
Oh, yeah. It was the.
The blue thing that would bend.
Yes.
She would do it between her legs.
Yes. The calf. Oh, I
no, what a calf. I think it was like a quad thing.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't think of the name now.
Suzanne Summers.
No, I think it was Suzanne Summers.
No, she had something.
She had that too? Okay.
She had something that worked out like a very specific part
ESPN,
of your body.
ESPN in the mornings used to show people working out. They would do like cardio stuff in the morning.
Really?
Like ESPN like at 7 a.m. back in the day. They would have in the morning. Maybe it might have been ESPN too. But they would have like – they would do like calisthenics on the beach and stuff. Or like in a gym. And then there was that big buff blonde-headed guy. As well.
Should we start doing that?
No.
Just, like, go live on YouTube at 6 a.m. before John and Lance and have Lance doing, like, a workout?
Thigh Master.
Yeah.
That was her.
Who's the guy I'm thinking of?
I'll find it in
Who's
a second.
Who's blonde head, ponytail?
Well, I don't know that. I thought of Tybo as someone completely different, so I don't know who you're referring
to. No, this guy's not Tybo. He was just back in that day.
I don't know who you're referring
to. What was the thing, the exercise machine called?
Thigh Master.
Yep. Those were funny commercials. I can't believe you don't remember that.
Billy Blanks. Do you know who Suzanne Summers is?
Is that who it is? Billy Blanks?
Yeah, she's in a TV show.
No, it's not Billy Blanks. I'm not thinking of Billy Blanks. I'm thinking of the guy.
Well, that's who I was thinking of when you first started talking about
it. I wasn't talking about Tybo.
Okay.
I know I brought up Tybo, but I moved on. Yeah, I think he had like a fanny pack at times, too.
What show was she on, Joe?
There was a family.
Suzanne Summers?
Yeah.
There was a family.
I was curious if you knew who she was.
Wasn't it Three's Company?
No.
Well, yes, that was in the 70s. But
I used to watch Three's Company.
The one you're thinking of is Step by Step.
Yes.
She was also in that?
Yeah. She was the mom. That. Along with
Three's Company is on Nick at Night, so I used to watch that. After my cartoons.
All right, before we get to Junkie of the Day, let's give away some tickets. We're going to give away tickets to the ESPN 97.5 Listener Appreciation Party at 6:30 Friday, August 28th at St. Arnold Brewing Beer Hall. Only way to get in is to win a pair of tickets from listening to the station, social media, app, all that. Giving away a pair of tickets right now to caller number 713-780-3776. Caller 713-780-3776. You're headed to the ESPN 97.5 Listener Appreciation Party. Junkie of the Day. Who's your Junkie of the Day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5. First, I got to tell you about Federal American Grill. It's awesome. Federal American Grill has the best social hour. Summer Sunset Social Hour. It's been extended in the summer, too, by the way. 3 p.m. until sunset all summer long. It's available daily at all six of their Houston locations, which you can find those Houston locations. Shepherd, Hedwig Village, Katy, the Woodlands, down Oaks. Well, awesome. It's great. You're going to enjoy the cocktail wine, beers, $10 appetizers, and the party starts at 3 and it goes on until the sun goes down. You can stay afterward for dinner, but the summer sunset social hour ends when the sun goes down. So many great things to get there. You got all your drinks. You got your old fashions. We had the old fashioned there when we were there last week. It was phenomenal. But the food, $10 apps for cheeseburger, egg rolls, delicious. The barbecue short ribs, phenomenal. Sticky rigs, bang bang shrimp, and then maybe some Rockefeller oysters if you're in the mood. Great spot. spot for you to enjoy a few drinks. Great spot to get your weekend started. Cut off work a little bit early. You can still got a little bit of time right now if one is in the area. But it's also a great weekend spot for dinner as well. Check them out. Federal American Grill, where exceptional food meets Southern hospitality.
This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie. Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of skeeve junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Tony Little was the guy I was thinking of.
Oh, okay. Name sounds familiar. I can't picture him, though. Said he was blonde-haired?
Blonde hair. Yeah, my history tab is so...
weird?
Yeah, you could probably use another word, but we'll go with that. Yeah. Yeah, the people that look at my history tab, they'd be like, what is this guy doing with his life?
Looking at workout? Workout guys.
I look at a Billy Blanks, Tony Little.
Family Feud.
This guy's married to a woman? thanks to Zamidis for having us out. Zamidis. Great spot, Joe. Great spot. This place was good. The food was great. The flounder. I haven't had a flounder that good, maybe ever. Maybe ever. That flounder was phenomenal. Good caprese salad. I've been in the mood for a good caprese.
You have been. So I'm glad we can fix that for you.
I'm always in the mood for a good caprese. But $39 dinner menu here for Houston Restaurant Weeks, which is going on throughout Houston. Dine out, do good. Look for a spot. If you're in the Kingwood area, this is your spot. Tascasita, it's just a drive across the lake. This place is phenomenal. You'd be happy to be here. All right, Junkie of the Day, what you got?
I'm going to nominate KNBR, the radio station in San Francisco.
Oh, I saw this.
For doing the worst thing I've ever seen. Now, I understand people get sick, and it might be hard to do for a long time. Greg Papa was the voice of freedom. And the midday radio host. He's been battling leukemia for the last year and a half. They fired him.
Talk about the mic. Yeah, there's a producer that, whenever he had Buster Post on, he got caught saying, Buster Post sucks. Which, I mean, that's sports radio.
I mean, that's it happened here last year.
You're right.
Year.
Yours is worst.
Yeah. Someone got suspended in this market for that last year.
I know.
So, you know, it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, live mics happen. We've been known to have a hot mic or two at times.
Yeah.
Mic can always be hot, baby.
Mic can always be hot.
It's pretty easy for that mic to be hot at all times. Why is this over my shoulder? Oh, yeah, that was rough. That was a rough move there. My junkie of the day. I felt like I was going to do something. Oh, Spencer Arrighetti, his foot. Spencer Arrighetti's foot. Maybe Dana pulled a fast one on Toronto.
Yeah.
They got a bad foot at Spencer Arrighetti.
Swindle them.
Maybe Spencer Arrighetti's the next Joe Mixon. Who knows? And then Adrian as well. Adrian put me on Tijuana Football Club last night. And Tijuana Football Club.
Lost.
I was going to have a space off. Tijuana won.
Yeah.
Oh, Austin won. Austin SC won. Brian, do you need one?
I'll nominate Max Crosby.
Brian just told me to go to break, and then he still does his junkie.
You asked if I had one. But did he not?
But if you told me to go to break, would you just be like, hey, we got to go?
You want me to not answer you?
I'm sorry. Ice Fox can be lit. It's okay.
So what was yours?
The Max Crosby, Kirk Cousins.
That is crazy. Yeah. I know. That wins. You wouldn't expect that.
I kind of love it, man.
Just Kirk Cousins,
I
want to
see
fighter.
It. Yeah. I really hope there's video.
I kind of like Kirk Cousins being a dog at practice.
This is going to be so mad, they're going to pull their sponsor deal from Kirk Cousins.
Max Crosby needs to stop ruining practice, because that's apparently what he was doing again.
That's funny.
And nine balls left and right.
All right. This is from who won our boot camp?
Mike Burmese.
Very good.
Very good.
Congratulations. $500. Yeah, the pronunciation thing was awful.
I know, but that was like 20 minutes ago.
You're going to do it for us. Thanks to Brian for his on-site engineering. Thanks to HG for all his work. Good to see you. He's Jim. I'm Jim. We'll talk to you next week. We'll talk to you on Monday, Hughes. Thank you for having us as well. Have a great weekend, everybody. Goodbye.